Oh, hey there, bud.
We heard you like Dungeons & Dragons. Fancy that.
We're your Canadian neighbors, eh? Dungeons & Dragons.
And we just started season 3, which means it's the perfect place to start with us. Let me give you a little taste of the show.
How much is a donkey cost?
Russ, how much is a donkey cost?
The question everyone wants to know.
Is he ever going to give you up?
Never going to give you up. Never going to let you down. Orcus is going to rule all and he won't desert you.
Find out why Dungeons & Dragons has been downloaded more than 1 million times. Start listening to season 3 today, anywhere fine podcasts are found or at dumbdragons.com.
Ugh. Is that loud?
Oh, these stupid headphones.
We have to get a more professional start to the podcast.
Broadcasting from Edmonton's majestic used hubcap district.
It's a podcast.
I just can't pull off a onesie.
No, neither can I.
That's not good.
Kids today with their inline skates and their long boards that roll over everything.
Totally weird and wild. It works, but it's weird.
You know what's underrated?
Ravioli.
Oh, God, that's awful. It smells like smoke coming off someone's ass.
My God, do people not know I'm at work?
The Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
Cause I'm happy. Isn't there some good hand clapping in that happy song?
I'm not going to lie. That happy song makes me furious.
Of course it does, because you don't want to be happy.
And because that song stinks.
Does it?
Oh, she's a big old turd.
I think I might be a happy person.
That music does nothing for me. It's the most generic, made for a movie. Hey, can you write a song called Happy? And they're just like, happy, happy, happy. Happy. And people are like,
oh my God, I'm so happy.
It's beautiful.
I catch myself smiling a lot when I'm by myself, though. Does that mean I'm happy?
Like, happy or insane? Maybe either way, you're insane. Having a good time.
I don't know. My new favorite sport, I'm not going to talk about it because I will get mocked mercilessly.
Badminton?
It's sort of like badminton, but way cooler. Sort of like tennis. But way cooler.
Why is it called pickleball? There's no pickles.
Because you're always dinking in the kitchen. Shut up. Anyway, my beloved pickleball. I played for 3 hours yesterday afternoon. And I just went to this drop-in pickleball tournament on a Tuesday afternoon. And it's so weird. Like, I don't know a soul there, not one single person. And I just sit on a bench with my little paddle and I wait for my turn to get called back into the game again. And I just caught myself just sitting there smiling yesterday. And I realized maybe I am crazy. Maybe this is it. Like, maybe I've gone over the edge.
Maybe, but you're not hurting anyone. So,
no,
you know, if it's the crazy that makes you happy, then stay crazy.
I refuse to be outraged by a happy song. I refuse to be outraged by a bad song. Like, I'll admit there are terrible songs out there, but I don't let it get under my skin.
Oh, it gets right under there. It's like a tick burrowing under my skin.
I don't get it. Like, to me, I don't know, like, Rebecca Black Friday, that always comes up. Yes, that's a terrible song, but I don't lose any sleep over it. I don't, like, when people go, oh my God, that
Friday.
They start singing that song. I don't spin out. I just smile.
You just keep on dinking in the kitchen.
That's right. My smile is my weapon.
Oh, I wish I could do that.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, happy makes me furious. So does Old Town Road by Lil Nas X, which is a depressingly successful song. I honestly think that was maybe the low point in human history.
Really?
Not only when that song was released, it won 2 Grammys.
Yeah.
2 Grammys. And you read the words to that song and it makes you dumber.
You lose
brain cells.
Don't get me wrong. There are some crimes against rhymes in that song. Because in one, I think he rhymes sports bra and sports car. I can't remember what the other one is, but there's another really bad rhyme in there, too.
And we got to talking about that song specifically because it will soon be the biggest, like, most successful song in music history.
Yeah, the most listened to song in music history will be Lil Nas X.
As Forbes magazine put out a story about currently the most successful song in music history is Don't Stop Believin' by Journey.
Which isn't really a surprise, although I would not. If you just had asked me that, I would have never guessed it.
No, me neither. I would have guessed a Beatles song or something.
I would have thought, like, I don't know, Stairway to Heaven, Bohemian Rhapsody, one of those bang. Like, when you stop and think about it for a second, though, Don't Stop Believing is only probably about 5 years newer than Bohemian Rhapsody.
Bohemian Rhapsody, it really kind of, was it a bit of a dud when it came out? And it wasn't until...
No, I think it was a big hit.
Because Journey got a second life.
Mm-hmm.
Bohemian Rhapsody got a second life, too, with Wayne's World.
Yeah, but by the time that came along, I think Freddie Mercury was...
Captain of Team Deadsies?
Well, I was going to say deceased, but sure. Yeah,
Journey, and then Journey, that just became a huge bar song, too.
Yeah.
That everyone sings in a bar every single night.
And I think it became a sports anthem, yeah. And Glee. I think Glee did a episode where they sang it or something, and...
So yeah, this Forbes magazine, they're kind of looking at the commercial success mm-hmm. of a song, and it's something like 18 times platinum in the United States. That's why it's number one. But that Lil Nas X song is 17 times platinum. It's right behind it.
It's knocking on the door.
And it's only a handful of years old.
Ooh.
So you know it's going to be number one soon, and that makes me upset.
Not me. I'm happy.
I'm angry. That doesn't work as well.
You're listening to the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly podcast. It's like radio, but on the internet. Wow!
I will say this, though.
What?
There is somewhere that makes me very happy.
Where?
Lube City.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
you're the mayor of Lube City, aren't you?
When you need to get an oil changed, it is a burden.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, you're like, oh, I got to spend my time doing this. But then you roll into a Lube City, and it's like a dream.
Yeah. It's like going to the spa.
It's like the under-the-hood version of that happy song for you.
Yeah, yeah. And if you're wondering, where can I find one of these lube cities that you speak of? Well, there are 27 locations. There's probably one near you. You can check lubecity.ca.
Garner Andrews and Bryce Kelly. Solving the world's problems one podcast at a time.
It's not hard to understand why there's so many people walking around angry these days, because their frames got bent at a young age.
Garner Andrews and Bryce Kelly. Just two guys watching the world go by.
That one time your parents completely, 100% failed you. Let you down.
And now you're covered in tattoos and
mm-hmm.
emotional baggage.
You're lashing out at daddy at every turn.
There it is.
Maybe you're letting your children down. I didn't want this to be all heavy. It was supposed to be fun, actually.
Huh. So I'm having a good time.
Listen to this one. From the time I was 5 until I was 8, my mom told me that my dad was in the hospital. I would tell my friends, parents, teachers, everyone that my dad was in the hospital. Turns out he was in jail for armed robbery.
Ooh.
I'm still not sure whether my mom was doing me a favor or not. So I'm guessing you never went and visited your poor, sick father in the hospital?
Oh, my.
Ben?
That's the kind of scandal I crave.
Mm-hmm.
Not sick, actually in prison?
Ooh, oh, juicy.
Baby.
And only 3 years for armed robbery, huh? I thought it'd be more than that.
Maybe you had good behavior.
Oh, maybe, yeah. There's that.
This is the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly podcast.
Oh, my God. This one I laughed at. I've been wearing glasses since grade 2. I would read at bedtime and fall asleep with them on, so they would frequently break at the nose piece. My father, in all of his wisdom, would fix them for me using whatever was on hand in the house. There are pictures of my childhood with me with fixed glasses with a Band-Aid in the middle of them.
Ooh, old Band-Aid face.
Yeah, old Band-Aid face. Thank you for that, Band-Aid face. I appreciate that.
I don't know if the good people at Lens Crafters would agree that that's the way to fix glasses, but it'll do in a pinch.
This is from Kara. When I was in grade 6, I was showing off in front of some friends. I went off a small jump on my bike, and I hurt my arm real bad. I called my mom to come get me and told her, I think it's broken. She said, it'll be fine in a couple of days. A week went by, and I didn't stop complaining. She finally took me to the hospital, where we found out my arm was broken.
Oops.
It never healed correctly since we waited a week before getting a cast.
Ooh.
And now the struggle of trying to put a duvet back in the duvet cover. It's impossible for Kara.
Would they have to re-break it?
Oh my God, isn't that the worst sounding thing ever?
Ugh.
I've heard about that. Oh yeah, I had to go back. I had to get my hand rebroken so they could... Oh. And is that the worst part of being a surgeon or somebody breaking someone's bone? That'd be horrible. I couldn't do that part. Well, I couldn't do 99% of that job.
Yeah, how do they do that? Do they pull out like a medical wrapped sledgehammer?
Probably, and just go, crang. this one, God, I got a lot of questions for this one. I don't know how it concludes. I don't know if there was a resolution, but it said, my parents have been divorced for a decade. My dad recently tried to blackmail my mom for $100,000 and asked me to invite her to lunch where he would join unannounced so I could facilitate a meeting between them. What is going on there?
Wow. There is some spicy drama going on there.
I need the rest of that story.
Don't know if you want to be in the eye of that hurricane, though.
No. No, that's how you end up on Dateline.
This is the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
This is the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly and you. And all of that trauma, all that emotional damage that you're carrying around with you to this very day.
Yeah. Oh, a lot of baggage coming in.
Uh-huh.
A lot of baggage.
And to the people who think I'm making fun of people, I'm not. Like, it was a different time, I think, a lot of the time, when we're just discussing, you know, how your parents let you down when you're a kid, and maybe you're doing it to your own kids now. I said, how is it that we don't all have eating disorders, behavioral problems? And then somebody texted and said, I'm 47. I see a psychologist regularly. I didn't know what self-care was or how to label my emotions until I was 40. Behavior problems? Check. Okay, well, good. You're looking after yourself. Go ask questions. Talk to somebody. It's good for you.
I don't know if you saw this one. This is how you bend a frame.
Okay.
Once and forever. My dad took us to a birthday party and he was so drunk that he left us behind and went home to sleep. He noticed the next morning that my sister and I weren't there.
Oh.
8 and 9 years old.
Oh.
Oops. That'll do it.
Mm-hmm.
That'll do it.
Oh, here's another good one. I did musicals throughout my childhood until I graduated. When I was around 14 years old, I asked my dad to take me to sign up for our local small town talent show. He refused and said, they want someone with talent.
Ooh.
Oh, Dad.
Ooh, that's probably the worst thing you could say in that moment.
Yeah.
Ooh.
This one. Hey, good morning, Shotgun and Deathblade. That's our nicknames. I think that I bent one of my very young coworker's frames. I ran into my sister at work. She's blind. And as we were saying our goodbyes, she said, see you later. My response was, no, you won't. The look on my young coworker's face was awful. She looked at me like I had just punched a baby in the face.
Ooh,
well, that's a good one.
Man.
Oh, I like this one too. My daughter refused to eat the skin on hot dogs and sausages. Once she turned 5, I told her it was illegal for me to take the skin off of her meat. She now eats hot dogs without complaint so that I won't go to jail.
Aw.
There you go.
It's nice. Your daughter's a hero.
Nothing wrong with that one.
You're listening to the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
What was the story about people's sleep habits? Was it 54% of people said that they don't even use a blanket at night?
No, only 54% say they need a blanket, which means fast math. 46% say they don't need a blanket to sleep at night. Which,
that's weird.
That's serial killer behavior.
It is. Like even in the dead. Well, even Jen agrees. Jen texted and said, even if I'm burning up with the heat, I still have to have a blanket. I'm going to say I don't completely cover myself, but there has to be a blanket. I couldn't just lay there. You know, the only time you should be laying on a bed without a blanket is when you're at Sleep Country or Mattress and you're trying out a new mattress in the showroom.
That's one of the most awkward experiences of life.
I know.
There's always some like...
Yeah, this is what I look like when I'm laying on a bed. This is what I look like when I'm most vulnerable.
There's always some salesperson standing right over you as you're doing it, too.
Yeah.
And that feels awkward. And your shoes are on.
That's weird.
Oh, I don't like that.
God, I should be like your sleep coach. I come into your bedroom at night and watch you sleep.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then...
No red flags so far.
Then every time you're sleeping wrong, I'm like...
Ooh.
I blow the Fox 40. Wake you up. No, you need a blanket over here. You need a second pillow. You got to put a pillow under your arm here.
And get a pillow between those knees.
Yeah, the pillow between the knees is a fantastic pillow. That's the one you need right there.
But yeah, the sleeping without a blanket, like... You could probably roll through the people in history who didn't use a blanket.
Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy.
Ted Bundy.
For sure.
All those people didn't wear blankets.
The My Pillow guy. He was all about pillows. He should have been the My Blanket guy. Lori says, good morning. I mentally count. Okay, we were talking about what you do when you can't go to sleep. Lori says, I mentally count and I think about the happy things in my life. Like my huge shoe collection. Okay.
All right.
That's, yeah. Do you have that many shoes, Lori? I wrote back and I'm like, what is the pride and joy of your shoe collection? And Lori said, they're pink pumps.
Ah, pink pumps.
Pink pumps. Who doesn't have a great, who doesn't have an awesome pair of pink pumps, right? Show of hands.
Wow. So that's what you think of to fall asleep. I try to think of the most boring things alive.
Yeah. How is paper made?
Whew. It's actually probably not a bad idea. Pull up videos of that How It's Made show.
Yeah.
See how they make buttons or something like that.
Today, we're going to show you how to make a sleeping bag.
That'll get the job done.
How about you, 1002? If you want to tell us about your sleep habits, I'll pull my whistle out and I'll tell you if you're doing it right or doing it wrong.
Yeah, someone else saying people who sleep without blankets are not okay.
No.
No. No. What's wrong?
You know the Fox 40 whistle that I just blew here? That one. I found this whistle.
Oh, good.
I'm blowing a found whistle. Like, this has been in my office for years, but I don't know where it came from.
How long do cooties last?
I don't know. Hopefully, I bet you I've had this for 10 years. That's the first time I've put it in my mouth. I should be okay, right?
We'll find out.
Right?
The Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
Julia?
Hey, how's it going?
Woo! Great. How about you?
I'm good. Okay, talking about weird sleeping habits.
Yeah.
I sleep with a pillow under my head, one over my head, one between my knees, one on my back, and one between my feet.
That is way too many pillows. Hang on a sec. That's a pillow foul.
But it's like, it's pillow heaven.
So, but when you travel, like say you go and you visit your grandma, like, do you have to bring five pillows with you, or does your grandma have five?
No, I go through like pillow withdrawal.
I know.
And I sometimes I use like a towel.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, hey, this will have to do, but yeah.
What
pillow heaven at home?
What is the pinnacle pillow? Like, which of those five pillows, which one is most important?
Okay, the bottom one is a beautiful memory foam, and then the top one's fantastic because it's also a heavy memory foam, and I can't hear my husband snoring. So
yeah, but if you had to one night just sleep with four pillows, which pillow would you cast off?
The one between my feet.
Oh my God, I need the knee pillow now. I need that one.
No. I have a knee one, and then I have one between my feet.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, if anybody's having trouble going to sleep, I think this conversation might have just fixed that.
Yeah.
You're listening to Pillow Pals on The Garner Andrews Show.
The Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
You know how we've talked in the past about how everybody likes to brag about how busy they are and how little sleep they get? Like, no matter, you could say, God, I only got like 4 minutes of sleep last night. So I only got three. Like, you're constantly being one-upped.
Oh, yeah.
Now I see a different trend. I see people in the text machine bragging about how great they sleep.
Nothing makes me more furious.
I know.
I don't want to hear how great you slept. No, I slept terribly.
You know what? We had Julia on a few minutes ago. Julia said she sleeps with five pillows.
Wow. What a dream.
I know. Like, that's fine, you know, when you're sleeping at home, but when you're going to go on the road, like, are you packing five pillows? What do you do? That's going to be a rough sleep.
Yeah, the travel lodge isn't giving up five pillows for you.
No, they'd have to go take pillows away from other customers. They're not going to do that. So, yeah, five pillows. Julia, if you're still out there, do you sleep well with the five pillows, or do you still sleep like garbage? I need to know. We will continue to talk about just how great you sleep and your methods after 7 o'clock this morning. That sounds like great radio, doesn't it?
Someone did text in and say that they use their wife's pregnancy pillow. They've now kind of just taken that.
Really?
Basically a pillow that hugs you. Best sleep of my life.
Oh, the body pillow. I think that's what it's called. It's probably about 3 or 4 feet long.
Yeah. I think there are special ones for pregnancy.
Yeah.
Oh, look at you. Could I buy one of those?
All caps. I slept for 8 hours. Oh, we're very happy for you.
La-dee-da.
Bravo. Look at you.
You're listening to the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
So we were talking about this, and all of a sudden, this ray of sunshine named Julia, she called the show. It sounded like this.
Okay, talking about weird sleeping habits.
Yeah.
I sleep with a pillow under my head, one over my head, one between my knees, one on my back, and one between my feet.
That's a lot of pillows. Like, imagine traveling. Like, do you take five pillows with you? So that you can have a proper night's sleep when you're not at home? That's too many pillows. Shane, what's up?
So, I'm going to go opposite of what that last caller did with their sleep thing.
Well, yeah, that was Julia. What is she? Is she five pillows?
Five pillows. The only thing I require to sleep is the flat-ish surface.
No pillow at all?
I can do no pillow. On my last night shift, which was last night or the night before. I'm confused with my days now anyways. But I stuck three office chairs together, and I got a solid two-hour nap on that.
So if you all of a sudden, I don't know, say you were sent to a Brazilian prison for the rest of your life, and the only thing you had to sleep on in your cell was just a concrete slab, you'd be okay?
Yeah, because you know what? Even at home, like, I have a single pillow, a very single lumpy pillow at home, and most of the time I just sleep on my arm. As long as I don't have, like, if I got, like, that two-day stubble, it can kind of makes my arm all, you know?
Yeah, yeah, you get that. You get whisker burn on your arm.
Yeah, so it's like, if I could be clean-shaven, I'd be okay. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, like, I don't know. I've slept on the ground, like... I'm going home. I'm just coming off a night shift right now. Quite honestly, I could pass out in the front seat of my truck if I wanted to.
Yeah, that wouldn't be weird at all for people walking by just seeing you sort of slumped against the glass. I would.
I mean, I've done it before.
Okay, Shane. My friend Kent, he saw a woman slumped over in her car in a grocery store parking lot the other day, and he did the whole thing where he's like, "Do I do that? Do I just leave her? What if she's in medical?" He did go tap on her window. Like, she was slumped over sideways into the passenger seat. And it looked weird. And she woke up and she said, no, I'm good. I'm just having a nap. At least put up that sun visor thing or something. Put some curtains up, because it's weird. We don't know how to respond when we see you sleeping in your car in a grocery store parking lot.
Thanks for listening to the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
Theme music by Garner Andrews.
Guests of the podcast enjoy old candy in a jar that's unlabeled. Mmm. Mystery candy.